This is Audible.
The End and the Death. Volume 1 by Dan Abnett. Read by Jonathan Keeble. Not for that city of the level sun, its golden streets and glittering gates ablaze, the shadeless, sleepless city of white days, white nights, or nights and days that are as one, we weary, when all is said, all thought, all done. We strain our eyes beyond this dusk to see what, from the threshold of eternity, we shall step into. Early poet, circa M2. Sicut hic mundis creatus est. Liber Hermetis de Alchimia, circa 200 M2. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We will all be changed. 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, verse 51. The emperor must die. Banner slogan. Look at their pathetic legions, their ruptured hosts, their walking corpses, living to kill and killing to kill. There is no longer any point to their psychopathic exertions or their hysterical sacrifices. Nothing remains to be won or lost. Not now. Not for them. Nothing survives of their motives, reasons, or agendas. Look, do they not see it too? The past is gone, and there is no future. There is only now, and there is only war. And the war will burn for as long as there is fuel to feed it. Which won't be long. Look at the rock that they call the world. It is being dismantled wholesale by a relentless concentration of absolute fury. They fight, look at them. They fight for the world, by dismembering the world. They think the world is so important. They believe it matters. The mindless killers on each side, their labels of traitor and loyalist long since erased by flame, they still think the place matters, the rock that they kill on and for. Think. Well, that is too strong a word. None of them are thinking anymore. But I will say some impulse, then, some twitch in their lizard brains that convinces them, in their inchoate frenzy, that they are standing their ground, that they are fighting for what is theirs. Some birthright, some cradle, some legacy, some place that belongs to them and to which they belong, as though such connections matter. They do not. Only by some tenuous and sentimental thread are they tied together, world and species, some whim, some happenstance, a freak division of biological contamination that gave rise to their ephemeral lineage on that irrelevant rock. That's all. They could have been anywhere. It happened to be here, this lump of matter, this scrap of earth, this, what do they call it? Terror. No, terror. Their minds invest it with significance. Their language gives it a name, oh, so mockable. It is just a rock, of infinite rocks, swirling around infinite suns. It has no meaning, no special property, no singular quality. Yet how they fight for it. Look at them. They fight because war is the only thing they have left. They fight to conquer or deny, driven by the notion, which is utterly devoid of meaning, that it matters who wins here, who claims the rock, who is left standing at the end. It does not. It does not. It does not. Futile. They are wrong. Pathetic and wrong. Look at them. Fools all, deluded by incoherent compulsion and debased ideals. This place, this terror, has never been special. It's been a symbol, at best, for a short span of time, and even that symbolic value is now exhausted. They burn themselves up in one last convulsion of psychosis, utterly unaware that the fight is not here. It is everywhere. My name is Samus. Samus is my name. That is the only name you'll hear. I am the one who walks behind you. I am the footsteps at your back. I am the man beside you. Look out! I am all around you. Samus! I am the end and the death. I tell you now, I have seen this before so many times. How many, I do not care to say. Time is worthless to me, and I do not bother to remember all the biological contaminations that spurt up, and I don't have the patience to memorize the names of rocks. Rocks are just rocks, and my name is Samus. Samus will gnaw upon your bones. This, look at them kill. This is mere repetition. The cycle, the dawn and the nightfall. It will happen again, and it is happening everywhere. It is trivial. A dynastic quarrel. A fight between nests of insects that I might step over without noticing on my long walk to somewhere else. Unless one of them finally notices what is possible, what might be accomplished here, the potential, the beautiful potential, which though none of them sees it, none of them is closer at hand than they realize. I can almost taste it. It is closer than it has ever been. Closer than it was even in the untimes of the war that broke heaven. Who among them has the courage to reach for it? So few of them, so very few are even in a position to see it or comprehend its meaning. I can count them upon my fingers. Him, the boastful king on his tiny throne, his feeble light guttering out. Him, the squealing pretender hunched in the howling gullet of hell. Him, perhaps. The maniac prophet slithering through the open wounds between unblinking stars. One of them might see before it is too late what could be achieved today. One of them might recognize, at the very least, that none of this matters. The annihilating rock, the measureless slaughter, the pathetic rage, unless they elevate the war to where it truly belongs. Not here, not terror, but outwards and inwards and everywhere, until that which is ruin, and that which is ruin alone, as it was in the beginning and shall be at the end, is everywhere and everything. That is the only victory that matters. That is the only end that has any meaning. Alert, intrigued, alive, not to the death of a rock, but to the birth of a reality I watch. I am Samus. My name is Samus. I am the man beside you. Samus is here. I walk into your meaningless flames and I rejoice. For this time, perhaps this time, there will be a victory. For this is the end and the death. And finally, the beginning.